As I record this, our nation is in a war with Iran that's been going on for about 3 weeks. And the world seems to be in a destructive chaos. And of course, this is not the first time that the world's been in that condition, but many of the world's economies seem to be right on the brink of destruction. And in many ways, it's a fearful time to be alive. But maybe for some of you that are listening to this, your world has been seemingly given way and falling apart for more than just a week. And everywhere you turn, there seems to be fearful circumstances, and life is just scary right now. If that's you, I encourage you to stay with me for the next few minutes because I want to share with you three verses from a psalm that have encouraged me this week. And I trust that they'll encourage you too. So the three verses are Psalm 46, verses 1 through 3. Let me read them for you. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Selah. The writer begins by declaring, by faith, what God is to us. He says that God is our refuge. Well, a refuge, of course, is a place of safety and security. Another word for it is shelter. Many times in the last few weeks, we've heard the phrase shelter in place. In other words, stay in from the danger. I want to remind you that God is the one who's protecting us from harm and danger, and nothing can come to us that's not first allowed by God. He is our refuge. And then he says that God is our strength. That is, God is our power. He's our might. He's our determination. So that no matter what obstacle we face or difficulties we experience, he will be our power to overcome and our determination to persevere. And finally, he says that God is a very present help in trouble. He's not far away, but he's right here with us when we're facing whatever difficulties come into our lives. He is our ally. He is our support. Part of the reason we feel anxiety when it seems that the world is giving way around us is very often not because of what's happening in our present, but what we're afraid might happen in our future. So the psalmist goes on to describe some cataclysmic things in verses 2 and 3. He says, therefore we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Boy, that sounds like something. We've never even seen anything like that before. That would definitely be cataclysmic. I love that therefore. In other words, since God is our refuge and strength and very present help in trouble, we will not fear no matter what happens. Even if the earth gives way and the mountains jump into the sea and the waters of the sea roar and foam, causing the mountains to tremble, we will not fear. It is an act of the will not to fear. It's a choice that we make based upon our trust in God to be our refuge, strength, and very present help in trouble. And so because God is with us, because he's our present help, we can face each day with the confidence and peace that we need to if we make that choice. Are you trusting God to be your refuge and strength, to be your very present help in trouble? I hope that you are. And thank you for listening to me. Until the next time, I wish you peace, regardless of your circumstances.